This is Horribly Off Topic, episode number 253. I'm Chris.
And I'm Steve.
Are you sure about that? You sound a little uncertain.
I was going to say, also Steve, bring that joke
back. Oh, also Steve is in the house. Is Seth Rogen here as well?
No.
I watched...
Party?
No, no, but I watched Zach and Miri make a porno the other day. I don't know what possessed me.
Yeah, it's definitely a movie you've already seen. Why would I ever inquire that you saw a new movie?
I came to terms somewhere in the last month. I was like, you know what kind of things I like to do? I like to revisit things.
Yep.
That's what I like to do. And there's nothing wrong with me liking to revisit things.
I didn't say that, but it's also cool to see new things.
I think new things can be overrated.
Yeah, but new things could also be great. And then it could be added to your repertoire.
Might be terrible.
But it could be so great that you would say, I'm going to add this to my rotation of things that I revisit.
It could be. But I already have so many things I like to revisit. You know, is it like Kelly Bundy on that episode of Married with Children? I love to throw this one out there.
Yeah, because I remember. The only one I remember significantly was the one where Al was trying to find, like, he was listening to the radio and mm-hmm. he heard the end of this song and it was like, him. And he spent the whole fucking episode trying to find this record. And then, like, he figures out the words are like, go with him. And then, like, he goes to this record store and, like, everybody's like saying parts of a song to the record guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, that's this. That's right over there. Blah, blah, blah. And he gets to Al and he's like, go with him. And he's like, I have no idea. So he tracks down the record.
Uh huh. Is it a Jesus record?
No, but it's
like go with him, you know.
Yeah, so he has the record, he has it on a pillow and he puts it on the coffee table, and then Kelly and her boyfriend come home, and then her boyfriend puts his feet up on the coffee table and smashes the record, and then that's how the episode ends.
Oh,
Al Bundy can't catch a break or anything.
No, it's like he's like a combination of like Rodney Dangerfield and the coyote.
Wile E. Coyote.
He's a pretty intelligent guy. He kind of like gets almost all the way there. Al Bundy does, and then Kelly or Bud are the roadrunner.
He's a shoe salesman. Like, I don't know where you're getting like a very intelligent man. A very intelligent man might have tried to perhaps get a different career.
Possibly, but maybe he has. I mean, as much as he seems disgusted by feet, maybe it's a bit of a fetish.
I don't think he's disgusted by feet. I think he just doesn't like working at the shoe store, but he does because he does.
Well, that's
okay. I don't know how the hell he makes a living either.
I'm just gonna
say, like, he's the only one in that house that works.
Mm.
Maybe Bud like has a part-time job, or maybe Kelly too. But I don't think they actually like.
Do you think
they have a house? How the fuck do they make money?
I think I was about to say Marge. Peg?
Peg.
You think Peg like went on disability or something, and like that? You know, they're just part of how they get by is that like Peg's getting.
Maybe that was part of the
going back to Zach and Miri. She's getting that post office money, right? Maybe she worked for the post office. She got a huge settlement. She's not using it to fund a porno movie. She's using it to help her husband do nothing but work at a shoe store. I can't believe. So there's an episode of Married with Children that I reference a lot,
like in class.
And
the kids are like, "What the fuck is Married with Children?"
Just in general, I can't believe that. And
the guy from Modern Family who is not gay and he's married to a woman and he's.
Is
Al Bundy gay in that show? Like I know that somebody's gay in that show.
I have no idea. I just know I've never seen the show. I've seen commercials. So,
they're like it's like TV gay. They do like close mouth kisses.
Got it.
No hot makeouts.
That's a shame.
We need some more hot
gay makeouts.
It's network TV gay.
Yeah. Oh. we need some.
I don't want that to be the show title because people will think we're making fun, and we're not. We're making fun of network TV, not of gay people.
Right. God damn it. So anyway, I can't believe that I haven't mentioned this particular episode before, but maybe when I say it, you will be like, oh gosh, he's on this one again. Okay. So here's what happens. Now I'm not even going to remember why I brought up Kelly Bundy.
Yeah. Well, this particular episode.
Something to do with Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
This episode that you're going to talk about.
I know, but I want to know what I'm trying to wrap back around to.
It doesn't matter. Listen to the show title.
Mm.
Like we can.
What's the show title?
Fuck you. I'm not even going to say it.
Is it something like.
Okay. Like you're going to make him come back from Africa and he's going to smack you upside the fucking head. No.
Horribly off topic. That's the name of the show.
Yes.
Okay. So I should listen to that. Yeah. Yeah. So Kelly Bundy.
He's busy blessing the rains right now and you're making his fucking head want to explode.
When he comes back, we got to ask him that. What was it like to bless the rains, you know? Down there, is it different than blessing the rains up here?
I don't know. Ask Toto,
or I can ask Weezer. Ugh. So Kelly Bundy in this particular episode of Married with Children is going on a quiz show of some sort, and I don't know. Like maybe part of the joke at the beginning is that she has just a lot of trivia in her head. But at any rate, throughout the episode, they start trying to cram her head full with more facts. It might be one of those things where, like, she won the first day, so she gets to come back the second day. She gets to come back for the finals, something like that. Well, they're cramming her head so full of facts.
Who's they?
I gotta believe it's Al. I don't remember, but it like somebody is like, Kelly, you gotta memorize this, memorize this, memorize this. But what happens is that Kelly's brain reaches full capacity. Her hard drive is maxed out. And if you tell her anything new, a fact falls out of her head. So, of course, the punchline of the episode is, like, probably the first thing she remembered, first bit of trivia from the very beginning of the episode, is the last question they ask. But it's gone now because she had to remember something about some other damn thing.
They broke the record again.
They broke the record again. Yeah, no. So I use that one a lot in terms of our brain and yes, useless stuff that I remember, right?
Like that particular episode of Married with Children.
Yeah, and sometimes wishing I could get rid of the useless stuff to make room for new stuff.
They have that, like, so if you're ever up and at home, like at I think 6 or 7 in the morning, they play it on I think TBS or TNT or like I don't know if TNT exists
love
anymore.
Love and marriage.
Yeah, you don't need to sing that song.
Love and marriage.
I would prefer that you don't. Just because you don't have to doesn't mean you don't want like to. I get it, but I would prefer marriage. That you stop singing that song. Mm. Fair so use has a posse.
What's that?
Fair use has a posse.
Yes. You know, okay.
It's not fair use if you're the one who's singing it.
Not to get horribly off topic, but people know that we uploaded all of our episodes to the YouTube, and we've mentioned previously that one of them
got flagged
and totally not posted because it had the
JP Incorporated song, The Internet. Yeah.
Right, but what I
which hadn't... we copiously promoted right after we played it.
Yes, but what I hadn't realized is that there were a bunch of other ones that got quote unquote demonetized, which means that if ads were to run on them, we would not make any money because there were snippets of songs. It's just that one was too long a snippet that they wouldn't let it play at all. Apparently, I pushed a button on the YouTube this week or last week that supposedly was supposed to try and take those things out so that the episode could then be played normally.
Well, what things? Like,
it was other things. I think in one case it was you playing a song, like playing a song and holding it up to the microphone. And it was, you know, the only time where it totally wouldn't let the episode be played at all was the one with the internet. All the other ones, it was just like, warning, you know, this content has been, you know, da-da-da.
It's a put-on.
Yeah, anyway. So, in the morning, you can watch
Married with Children.
Yeah.
On either of those. Because the only reason I know about this is when I took my trip to Seattle.
Oh.
Right, way back at the beginning of the podcast.
Way back.
That was what I did when I was on the plane. Because I had an early morning flight and it was JetBlue. So I just, you know, plugged in my headphones and I sure as shit watched a little bit of Married with Children at fucking 6:30 in the morning.
Hmm. What was the name of the, that's probably too much of a stretch. I remember Peg, Kelly, Bud, Al. I know there were neighbors, but I don't remember.
It was Steve and Marcy. Then Steve, they got a divorce.
Right.
And then what is it?
Marcy married somebody else?
I forget what the fucking... But his last name was Darcy, and everybody, that was a big thing.
Marcy Darcy.
But I forget what the fuck the second guy, but he was like the guy from Revenge of the Nerds. He was
Was Marcy on something after that?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway. So I watched the Zach and Miri make a porno.
Okay.
I think that was where that all
started. At this revisit, what did you have any more any epiphanies for a 10-ish, 12-year-old movie?
It's just exceptionally awkward. Like, it's, you know, it made me realize I don't hate it about Kevin Smith, but it made me realize why I just sort of fell out of love with his stuff, and it's so awkwardly executed at times. So, you know, people who are pretty good in other flicks, like Seth Rogen, like Elizabeth Banks, you know, they have their moments where they shine in that movie, but the scene between them, it's meant to be awkward, but it goes beyond its sort of meaning to be awkward, and it's just awkward. You know what I mean? Like, he obviously is trying to imply that these two friends having sex for the first time and having sex for the first time while making a porn movie is going to be awkward, but it's awkward.
Yeah, I think that was the...
No, but it's going beyond, like, I understand he was trying to make it awkward, but it's awkward beyond that. It's like an awkward...
Yeah, that's probably what he was trying to do. He's trying to go one step further than the level of awkward that you think is tolerable. And he's like, I'm going to go a little bit further.
Right.
Just because this is fucking awkward and people shouldn't do this.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah. I guess what I'm trying... It's awkward in its execution, you know, in terms of the... I didn't go to film school. And so, you know, my level of vocabulary and knowledge and whatever is it, but there's just something about the way that it's shot, and maybe it was intentional, but even if it was intentional, it's not successful. So it was a fine enough movie.
It was a movie that he made that wasn't terrible.
Right.
That had nothing to do with Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, and the first of a few, I mean, he did he do another one after? I can't remember when Clerks 2
was
before or after that.
I think it was before.
Okay, yeah. So that was the start of doing movies that weren't Jay and Bob at all.
And then it was what? The Red State?
Red State, which and was, then the Walrus movie, and the Yoga Hosers.
Yeah.
And I think he did the Bruce Willis and whatever.
Movie. But he just directed that. He didn't write it.
Right, yeah.
Cop Out,
yes. So, I mean, it was all right. I forget why I put it on and I watched it over a couple of days. Like I watched, you know, 45 minutes.
I mean, once you get to the point where you climax, you don't really feel like watching it anymore.
There's that. I didn't know there's not, it's not even that, like, there's nothing titillating about it at all.
Yeah. I think they intentionally cover up like a lot of the, I think same with Orgasmo. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah. Oh God. I only saw it once or twice way back in the, probably just once.
But every time that there was a chance of female nudity, there would be a guy getting in the way with just naked butt. And I think,
I mean, Zach and Mary had plenty of nudity. It had Katie Morgan, I think is her name, who was an actual adult film star. She was in it, and she played, she was the one Well, and they also had Tracy Lords, who famously did adult films when she was not of age herself.
When she was not an adult.
And then a few after that, I think. But yeah, the only actual nudity in the movie is Jason Mewes and Katie Morgan. But there is plenty of it. You know, we see Jason Mewes' balls numerous times. We see a lot of Katie Morgan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It was all right. Yeah, that's about all.
I'm glad that you enjoyed watching that over a couple of days.
I didn't have a ton of time. So, you know, just
what's been going on? What's been taking up your time, Chris?
Yesterday had a very exciting day. And I say this because I know people would make fun of me for it, but I actually really enjoyed my Saturday. I have been taking a cover design for authors course, which is simultaneously great and maddening at times because the course is taught at the level of somebody who doesn't really know Photoshop at all, which is as it should be because most authors don't. Mm-hmm. But I have a baseline level of Photoshop and I'm just like, I want to get past this. So I did that.
I'm playing devil's advocate here, Chris, but shouldn't you have taken this course prior to revising all the covers of your books?
Yes and no. I feel like I don't regret the designs that I did on my covers. I just want to get better at it the next go round for the next set of things.
Okay.
And I'm also looking at it as a
on the next quadrugly.
Yeah. I'm also looking. I still have all the Photoshop files for the ones I just did. So if I learn anything, if I go back over my notes, I can go tweak those just a little bit, not redo them, but just sort of say, okay, this could be a little bit different. This could be a little bit different. So I did that. I watched the Patreon assembly, which was a
Patreon assemble.
Yeah, think about Patreon featuring not quite the keynote speaker, but the last big speaker of the night was my buddy, your buddy. No, my buddy, Mr. Patton Oswalt.
I like Patton Oswalt a lot.
Yeah. I didn't mean to say that you didn't.
Yeah, I find him to be one of the better comedians of our age. Yeah. Like him and Bill Burr are like are tops for me as far as like dudes that are funny. That, I mean, Bill's definitely a little bit more angry.
Okay.
But yeah, both of those dudes are fucking exceptional.
Yeah. So he was on there. There were a couple of comedians, a male and female comedian, earlier in the day. So there's a lot of that. I've been working, trying to catch up on work. But then on Friday, to fully answer your question about why I had
Friday the 1st.
Friday the 1st of November. And we should talk about Halloween.
I mean, I'll talk about Halloween, but like I'll talk about technically the 1st because we had a craziness like in the middle of the night, but we can get to that after you talk about your fun experience on Friday.
So on Friday, you know, my
because you were gotta get down on Friday.
Oh God, yeah.
Getting ready for the weekend.
That must be what I'm thinking of.
Rebecca Black.
Yeah. Okay. That's her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the best of those shitty songs.
Well, so we had a busy week, but had Halloween, which we'll talk about. But then a couple of weeks ago, on my wife's birthday, her twin sister bought.
So you're talking about my buddy and twin sister. Oh no, it was kid sister. Sorry,
kids. My buddy and twin sister. That might be a good one. We'll see. My sister-in-law Anissa, big fan of this guy, or has become a fan of this guy Andy Grammer. Never heard of him. Stephanie had never heard of him.
Is he into Grammer? Or is this?
No, I think it's just the last name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not. I think it's actual last name. It's not
like Kelsey Grammer.
I have made that joke multiple times, and nobody thinks it's funny. So.
Oh, good Lord.
No, it's not even to make a joke. I keep being like, are you sure his dad isn't Kelsey Grammer? Like, no. Because they'll say, oh, his dad is somebody famous. I'm like, who? Kelsey Grammer? Like, no, we've told you before. No.
Who is the famous person?
I don't know. I don't think it's actually anybody famous. I think
Why the fuck are they telling you that?
I think they think whoever this person is famous. Now I need to look it up. Andy Grammer. Andrew Charles Grammer is a...
Son of Kelt? No.
Is an American singer, songwriter, and record producer.
Who's the son of?
He is the son of Catherine Willoughby and recording artist Robert Crane Red Grammer.
Crane? That's what Kelsey Grammer's last name was in Cheers and in Frasier.
This is true, but apparently not related.
Holy shit! The fucking whole world is connected.
At any rate,
we're in the Matrix. This is just every, like, you know, there's a little bit of overlap, and then, like, you know, take the blue pill or the red pill.
The red pill takes you to HBO Max. That'll be another
fuck streaming services. Fuck them in their fucking butts, please. Oh, but you know, not like, I don't know, like not in a rapey way.
No, it's in a way that's like, you know, they want to have their butts penetrated.
Right.
Yeah. They enjoy it. But we can't imagine them enjoying it because we don't think we would enjoy it.
Right.
Right. Please. But in that way.
Please.
Not...
I just get fucked.
Okay.
Get fucked, Disney Plus. Get fucked, Apple Plus. Mm. Like,
what about
TV.
Netflix?
Netflix can also get fucked.
What about Hulu?
Hulu fucked.
Okay.
VRV.
What about Peacock?
VRV. Yes, fuck that. Fuck CBS or CBS All Access. Mm. ABC. Well, I imagine that's rolling into Disney
ABC
Plus.
Probably. Yeah.
Fuck them all. Like, I don't want a million streaming services. Just give me, like, I don't know. I just want fucking access to the things that I want access to. Mm. And we didn't take advantage of the Disney Plus deal, so we might get it anyways, even though I'm just kind of...
Ambivalent? No, you're not ambivalent. That's not ambivalent.
I just don't...
That's angry.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want more, and I just want there to be maybe a thing like Sony and... Disney are currently doing and allowing Spider-Man to be part of shit, but having a deal so I can maybe pay a dollar more for one of the streaming services I already have to get this content that's on this other streaming service and vice versa.
This gives me a great idea. Maybe you could bundle them all together.
Yeah, like a cable package.
TV. These motherfuckers heard us. They're like, okay, you want to pay a la carte for everything? Here you go. And
now we don't want it anymore.
Then somebody will come around and
they'll be like, here's the thing that has everything.
And you're like, oh my God, I'd love it.
And then that's going to fucking sell like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Even more than actual hotcakes.
Hotcakes.
What's the difference between a hotcake and a pancake?
I don't think there's anything. I think they're the same thing. I think it's like a soda and a tonic or a pop or a Coke.
What does my dad have to do with this?
What's your pop having for? What kind of pop's your pop like? Yeah. He likes Coke.
Well, then Florida, that could be anything.
That feels like that's probably a routine somebody did once upon a time about regionalisms. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, on Friday. So a couple weeks ago, my sister-in-law bought her sister, my wife, a ticket to see Andy Grammer. And my wife opened it up and she's like, I have no idea who the fuck this is. And, well, she didn't say that, but that was the look on her face. Like, I looked over and I've given her plenty of gifts where she has felt that way because I'm terrible at buying things for my wife. And so I know the look. It's the, like, I appreciate this, but why the fuck did you buy this for me? And apparently there was a CD that came along with it because her sister had anticipated that Stephanie might not be aware of Mr. Andy Grammer. And that was fine. But almost immediately, the whole thing got way complicated because my daughter, the older of my two daughters, Kaylee, really wanted to go because she, unlike my wife, knew who Andy Grammer was. So then,
there was one ticket or two?
There was one ticket. So Anissa bought herself one, my sister-in-law, and she bought a ticket for my sister, for her sister, my wife.
You don't have a sister. You have a brother.
Right. So the twins, my wife and her sister, were going to go. But then all of a sudden, my daughter wants to go. And so it turns into this conversation, mostly prompted by my sister-in-law, because Steph wanted to keep this as simple as possible. Should we bring Kaylee and Liam, my nephew, Anissa's son?
But there's two tickets.
Yes.
So send the kids to their first concert by themselves?
No. It was general admission.
Okay, so there were still tickets left.
Yeah, so they went and they bought two more tickets.
Ah.
But now the real problems begin because they didn't think, rightly so, that my younger daughter, Melody, would want to stand in standing room only for 3 to 4 hours watching this show. But Melody is feeling left out. So we're trying to negotiate, you know, these people want to go, these people don't want to go. It's in Boston at the House of Blues.
Right across from Fenway Park, kid.
Way back. Oh, what a great monster. No, yes.
Look out on Lansdowne Street. Better call 1-800-54-GIANT.
So then there's the additional wrinkle of neither of them go into the city ever. I was going to say all that much. They don't go to the city ever. So they're like, oh, hey, which subway lines do we take? And I'm like, you're not even going to get to leave here until 5. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about taking this. I'm like, just let me drive you. And then I'll take Melody somewhere. But then everything I suggested was getting shot down either by her or by reality. Because I was like, we can go to the Lego place just outside the city. And that'll be fun. She loves it there.
The Lego Discovery Center, yeah, or whatever.
Discovery Center. I want to call it Lego Land, but Lego Land is actually a separate.
What about the Museum of Science? That was
she hates the Museum of Science. She must have had a bad. We've taken her a few times, and she's a very picky kid. So like you start.
There's that great place where you can smell things.
Yeah. At any rate, so even up until the very last...
The world of math? How does she not love that?
Up until the very last minute, we literally are dropping them on Lansdowne Street, and I still don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. She had suggested an arcade. Now, Steve, you could tell me. There are lots of places where you can play video games in and around the city of Boston.
Yeah, but not with kids.
If you're a grown-up.
Yeah. Like,
there are plenty of bars that also happen to have arcades in them.
Right. You could have gone to Flat Top Johnny's, but there might have been a lot of, pinball players that are just yelling, fuck, at the top of their lungs.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck is this 9-year-old doing here?
Yeah, fucking get out of here.
Kid? Yeah.
Yep. That's what they would say.
So she's like, she must have seen like a YouTube video or something of somebody going to Dave and Buster's. And so she says, what about Dave and Buster's? And I look at it. There's one in Braintree and there's one in Woburn.
Yeah.
And
we've been to the one in Woburn because that was very close to where we used to live.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at that. And then a little bit earlier in the night, we'd been sitting all down to dinner. And I was like, wait, I wonder if there's a Chuck E. Cheese around. Because I was like, I don't. And so I looked up the Chuck E. Cheese, and the nearest one was in Revere. And the top review on Yelp was vomit, period, in the period, like crawl space, or like, I don't know, like it was in the ball. Let's just say the ball pit.
Yeah.
But it was worse than that. It was in like one of the tubes or something.
Oh.
And
you slip and like your palm slips on it and your face just slams right into it.
God. So I was like
if Becky didn't hear me just now, like she's playing her game and whatnot, but once she actually listens to that, she's going to go, ugh.
So I was like, no way we're going there. I guess we'll go to Dave and Buster's, which I'd never been to before.
Did you go to the one in Woburn?
Went to the one in Woburn. So it was about 24 minutes from the place on Lansdowne up to there. She was psyched. We went in.
Well, they could have taken the train back to like Alewife or something. Then you could pick.
Yeah, yeah. But they would have had to. I mean, I had no idea how many people the House of Blues could fit. I've been in there once.
Yeah, that's why I'm fucking dumbfounded that the Ween tickets fucking sold out.
Yeah. Well, it was when we got there. The line, and I got them there before doors were going to open, or right as doors were going to open, and the line stretched all the way from the House of Blues back up Lansdowne Street, back up the hill, and around the corner of the Cask and Flagon.
That's where they make fudge.
Like three or four people across the entire sidewalk, all the way back up.
Like, I guess this Andrew...
Andy Grammer. Very popular fellow. And so Melody and I went to Dave & Buster's, and I probably spent a shit ton of fucking money.
I was
telling my dad about this afterwards. And I think,
don't tell things like this to your dad. I think that that's going to set him off.
Not the money part.
Okay.
I was telling him afterwards that it feels
a fucking aneurysm.
It feels a little bit like a casino. And I actually did look up and look around for a clock and couldn't find one. So, you know, it's really fucking loud.
There's no lights.
There's
no windows. Sorry. Right. Except for in the entrance hall.
Yeah. There's no clock. Everything gets done on your little card.
Yeah.
So all the money that you're going to spend is on the card. All the tickets that you earn are on the card. And so there's no sense of how much money you've spent until you're out. And nothing is translated into dollars and cents or like two tokens or whatever. It's like, this one is 10.9 what's? I don't know. 10.9 busters. And so I was like, all right, I wasn't thinking that much about it, except that
would it be a credit?
Yeah, maybe credit. I think 10.9 busters is actually, I think that's a better title. 10.9 busters, and it was fun. I had a lot of fun. She had a lot of fun,
Just ticket games the whole time, I imagine. There's not a lot of things that aren't ticket games that are there.
Yeah, no. I mean, we played a Spider-Man Infinite Runner based on Spider-Man Homecoming. Of course, we played like Deal or No Deal and Wheel of Fortune. And first thing we played was Connect Four. That was fun. We played Injustice, the sort of DC Comics version of Mortal Kombat with far less blood. We played, a fair amount of ticket games, but you certainly played our share of other things as well. Crossy Road, Disney Crossy Road. I played some Space Invaders.
Oh, the one with the big one?
The giant one, yeah.
They have that at the Pheasant Lane Mall, too.
They do, yeah. So next time we go, she's seen that one before at Fun World. And so the reason I ended up talking to my dad about it was, my dad likes to have an alcoholic beverage every now and then.
And yeah, the Dave & Buster's, now and then.
So I thought...
That one zipped over me a little bit.
Next time we go to an arcade, dad does like to play the games too, but when he gets tired of walking around and playing the games, he could just mosey on up to the bar. It's not... If we went to... If we lived closer to Fun Spot, right?
We'll be going there in a couple of weeks on Thanksgiving.
You gotta have your Fun Spots given.
Yeah, I mean we'll have dinner at the other side of the lake, and mm-hmm. then in the evening head over, hang out with old Jules, bring him some treats.
Yeah. Now, so my dad, if we lived closer to that, he'd probably play some games, and then he'd be in the not the Brag and Drag. What is it? What's the bar? The Brag and Dragon's the pizza place, right?
It's two initials lounge.
God fucking damn it. God, yeah.
You're making me forget things.
DA something.
DA Long Tavern. Fuck.
DA Long Tavern. Okay. Yeah. So he'd be there,
That's where we start.
Then he'd mosey on out to play to bowl a little drunk.
Bowl a little drunk or?
Bowl a little drunk.
Oh, all right, so Melody had a good time at the Dave & Buster's.
Did. And she was actually fairly understanding of like when I said this is gonna be the last time we recharge the card. I was like, she was ready to be done. I was like, she was ready to be done, but I got a text from Steph saying that Mr. Andy Grammer hadn't even come on stage yet, and so I was like, all right, Melody, we gotta play for another like 20 minutes or so before we start heading back there.
Who opened for Andy Grammer?
A band called Nightly. Because I remember
with a K.
No, No. Because I remember reading the bands, and I was like, Andy Grammer's playing here nightly? It was like Andy Grammer, and then on the next line, nightly, House of Blues. And I was like, well, how is he playing here nightly? Like, does he have a lot of Boston? Obviously, I did have a lot of Boston fans, but...
Yeah, around the block. I mean, that's what shit that's what gets people over onto Lansdowne Street when there's no baseball.
Yeah, yeah. The bar underneath the Monster looked like it was. Thought I saw a sign over there that's about to close up. Like it's only got
for the season.
Yeah, for the season.
Yeah, I mean it's a cool bar when you know the Sox are playing. I think you can only stay in the seats they're not really seats, but it's like in a standing area.
Yeah,
you can only stand there for I think a couple of innings, and then they'll kind of mosey you out of there so more people
that's
can...
like where Steph and me and the kids are going. I'm feeling a little famished. I gotta get some sustenance here.
Can you not do that? I told you to unwrap it before the fucking show. You got your Twix. Oh, Jesus Christ, you're getting it all over the fucking table and the mic.
My mic, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, but it's my table.
I'm not getting it over you.
You gonna fucking vacuum?
It's on the table. I'll sweep it off into my hand.
All right, and then eat it with the dust?
No. I'm civilized. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you sure are. Don't fucking do it. I told you to eat it before the show.
ASMR, right?
This is not something that people like. I think people like crunching sounds. They don't like.
All right, so I'll get it when I do the next crunch.
Yeah, do a crunch, but then I love eating. Blah, blah. That's not ASMR.
I'm just trying to think of the listener and give them a dynamic experience.
Yes. I think they like whispering. They like a Bob Ross kind of tone.
I want you to paint some happy little clouds and then just imagine them between your legs. And
you don't have to make it dirty, Chris. It doesn't have to be dirty.
I didn't say it was dirty. I just said imagine the clouds between your legs. You're riding on the clouds.
Like a Nimbus?
Like a Nimbus, like, 2000.
No, I'm talking about like Dragon Ball. I'm not talking Harry Potter here.
Well, what was I saying?
Something about Dave and Buster's.
No, it was like Fenway Park or something. Oh, no. So, yes, what you just described, the bar under Fenway, very similar to the bar, the cantina that I will be going to. They better play that fucking song is all I'm saying. That better be on the playlist when I walk into that fucking cantina.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the Max Rebo band is going to be there instead.
the cantina at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Are you going to Galaxy's Edge while you're there?
I may have to since I'm not allowed to buy a lightsaber because they're too expensive.
No shit.
Apparently you can go in and you're only allowed in. It's like a combination of you're only allowed in for a certain amount of time and they only allow a certain number of people in. So they're actually, you know, especially when it first opened, there would be a line just to get in, have a drink, blue milk or one of the...
Do they have cocktails too?
Yeah, they have cocktails.
All right, good. Yeah.
The blue—you can actually get the blue or the green milk at a bunch of places in the land, but the cocktails, I think that might be the only place where you can drink in the land, like alcohol.
I don't like you either.
those guys. That was one of my favorite little parts of Rogue One. You know, it helped me understand. I know he was already kind of on edge, that guy, when we see him in Rogue One, but it helps explain in A New Hope why he'd be so much more on edge, because he just almost fucking died. He almost fucking killed his ass. They must have just gotten out of there. But then
didn't he get his fucking arm chopped off or something? Or did he get killed by, like, Obi-Wan?
I'm trying to remember which one gets their arm chopped off and which one... I think he gets his arm chopped off. Or is it his pal that gets his arm chopped off and then he gets killed? I don't know.
Well, they're just dicks anyways. Fuck them.
They, you know?
Fuck them!
Fuck them. You are what you
fuck them along with streaming services.
So speaking of transitions, are
you, do you have an announcement, Chris?
No, but I was going to talk a little bit about dressing up as other people.
Oh, okay.
Not actually, you know, sort of fully transitioning, but maybe we could talk a little bit about, you know, I watched a thing last night and it was,
I'm very proud of you. Was it new?
It was new. It was, wow, it was cool. It was a YouTube thing.
We've been watching a lot of gourmet eats.
Maybe one of them was about gourmet eats. It was about, lesbians telling each other who was more gay.
That's nothing to do with,
they could be.
We're watching things from the Bon Appetit test kitchen, and they're making gourmet versions of things. So we just watched before you got here was gourmet Twinkies.
Gourmet Twinkies would have been in the gay episode, not the lesbian episode. Gourmet Twinks, not Twinkies. My brain. It's
I don't know. Like there could have been someone that laughed at that.
There could have been. I watched this thing. Why did I bring that up?
I don't know. Halloween?
Halloween. Oh yeah, no. Oh no, so it was I think the channel is called The Cut or just Cut or whatever, and I've seen a number of that channel is the right amount of awkwardness. So it might be somebody saying, who do they think has had plastic surgery? Or who is, you know, who do they think, it's a gay man saying, who do they think of all these other gay men is the most gay? But within that one, within the gay men one, they used the word drag queen, right? Which I gather is a sensitive term for folks who, for trans folks. Because there's some contention, I gather, between trans folks and quote unquote drag queens. But so I just want to throw that out there because we were going to talk.
A drag queen, like, and this is just a question. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure a drag queen is a guy that likes to dress up as a woman.
Dress up as a woman,
but doesn't necessarily want to be one.
Yeah, it doesn't identify as female.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was in talking about and moving us towards a conversation about Halloween, was about to use the word drag, and I realized, maybe I'm not supposed to do that. Anyway, so let's talk about Halloween.
Well, drag us through the mud.
Oh, gosh. All right. Hold on. You said crunch, right?
Just a crunch, and then
a crunch, and then back away.
Yeah, so just, this is just for dump it down your throat afterwards. Just one bite. You're making a fucking mess. I did not tell you to eat it on the show. I told you to eat it before the fucking show.
You gave me candy.
Oh, obviously. You should make a fucking mess.
Tell me about your Halloween, Steve.
So we played D&D, as we do on Thursday nights. We had one trick-or-treater, which was our neighbors across the street. Mm-hmm. That was the extent of Halloween. And then in the middle of the night, it was windy as fuck. Mm. And, I don't know, like, I don't think another tree nearby went over, but, it was, the power went out at approximately 2 a.m. And the reason why
ours was out for a little bit later in the morning, but yeah,
we knew it around that time because we are the kind of people that sleep with a fan on. So like as white noise. So that fan was no longer on, and so we woke up, and then...
I'm glad to know I'm not alone like that. Once we get to the point where there isn't a need for a fan, Stephanie doesn't, like, you know, it goes away. But I really appreciate the white... So anyway, I just want to say, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because now I feel a little less alone in, like, needing white noise.
Yeah, I need something, like, you know, I don't want it to be absolutely quiet. I want it to be, like, you know, like... I guess if I turn the TV on right now, if we put it on the channel, that would be the antenna. We would get the static, and I think that kind of noise is good for that's right. Probably why people have fallen asleep watching television and then stayed asleep because of that. Like, because everybody in the world out there are young people. TV stations used to not always be playing things.
This is true.
So at a certain point, I think they would just have, like, they would do the call letters or whatever, and then they would, like, signing off for the evening. And then I think it either ended or began or both with the national anthem.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely began with. I feel
so like the first thing, like when they would start like broadcasting in the morning, they would play the national anthem and then start off the day at like maybe like 5 or 6 a.m. or something.
Different
like that.
Patriotic song at the end of the night, but maybe it was just the national anthem twice. I don't know. Sort of related back to an earlier thing, and then I'll let you get back to your
my evening.
Yeah, your evening.
Or middle of the night.
I used to fall asleep to stuff all the time, but I would fall asleep to like a 6 or 8 hour tape with like 2 or 3 movies on it. And that might actually be part of the origin of me liking to revisit things, because revisiting things feels comfortable to me. And so much of my life feels uncomfortable. but Stephanie, if I put something on, she's like, you remember that we were having this conversation the other day? Yeah, you would fall asleep and I would be up all night, is what she was. Because I would like to fall asleep with something on, but if something was on, she would just stay up and watch it. So
I don't know how, like this, even especially if it's something I've already seen, like I'm out. Like yeah. I think we were watching Spaceballs a couple of weeks ago, and I was just fucking like, I think we made it to the part where they were gonna blow up Mega Maid, and like. I just
rest in peace, Meg Maid.
I just fell asleep, and then I woke up at the very end, like, so I missed the interaction between Dark Helmet and the fuck is
oh gosh, I don't know, because I suddenly thought
Lone of, Star.
Okay, I suddenly thought of Hung Solo, which was supposed
to be the porno version.
Well, no, it was supposed to be. One of the characters in the movie they were making in Zack and Miri.
Oh, okay. Because they were doing the Star Wars theme.
Initially, that's what they were doing. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then it was just a coffee shop.
Yeah, because their Star Wars set got torn down.
All right, so yeah.
Yeah, so the fan went off.
Middle of the night, fan went off. Becky got on her phone, reported that there was an outage to Eversource. And
such
then,
a misnamed company. Eversource makes it sound like it's never going to go away. It's always there. It's ever on.
No. So it went off, and then probably maybe half an hour later, we hear meh, 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 coming from the basement.
Oh, gosh.
We're like, what the fuck is this? So we open the door, and it says carbon monoxide alarm. And we're like, what?
What the fuck?
So we throw on clothes, go outside in the windy fucking craziness.
Yeah.
And it was warm at least. But
yeah.
But we're like, okay, well, let's call the fire department.
Right.
And, you know, it came pretty quick. I think within 5 minutes, if not less, which is good.
Right.
Like response time.
Yeah.
Middle of the night. They got there pretty fucking quick. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they came over, and said the cop that was on duty that night too came over, because she was probably fucking bored.
Yeah.
Well, they got a carbon monoxide alarm. Let's see what's going on over there.
Yeah.
And we tried to give them candy and they didn't want any. But yeah, they checked out the house. There was no readings at all for carbon monoxide. It was just basically our fire alarms and carbon monoxide alarm are hardwired, but they also have a battery backup.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was that the battery in the one downstairs was low, and so it was making. And I'm like, it says those things. It says there's a fire. It says there's carbon monoxide.
Oh, geez.
But why not have a third like prompt that says low battery?
I feel like. Well, I don't know if you can do it with hardwired ones. I know we had one once in our house in New Hampshire that when the battery was low, it did a different sequence of beeps. I don't know if it even said anything, but it would do the beeps. It would freak us out when we go, oh,
it's just
and we'd have to listen and go, oh, that's the battery low beep.
But yeah, it was
with hardwired ones, it's harder, because if you can't find the one that has the exact same, like fits in the same way, like it's hard to upgrade that.
So yeah, they got done.
Well, I'm glad there's no carbon monoxide.
There was no carbon monoxide in the house. We replaced the battery then, and then we put it back up, and then we went to bed. As we're getting back into bed, we hear the beep, 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 beep.
Oh, God.
And then it's Eversource, so because Becky reported it, and they fixed it pretty quickly.
Right.
But and we got the fan back on, and we got back into bed.
Yeah.
But by that point, it was like 3:30, like, and I get up at like 4:45.
Right.
So like I got like no more sleep if I got any. So I was fucked as far as being tired on Friday.
I was...
I had a couple of drinks the night before, so that didn't fucking help, but like...
Yeah.
But I was just beat.
Yeah, we had it go out, I forget when. When it was only out for an hour, neither of the kids realized it went out. But I spent all day Friday with a splitting headache. No matter how much... no matter how much Advil or I took... Didn't seem to matter. And I don't know if it's because I woke up because I think one of the kids got up in the middle of the night, maybe because the power went out then too. It was rough, the wind. It was good though that it held off as it did, because a lot of not to get too local for everyone, but a lot of the towns around here were either did or were considering postponing Halloween,
which is dumb.
Yes, well, but I have heard very differing opinions on this as I've traveled throughout the last couple of days.
All right, I want to hear these opinions,
because the our hometown police chief is on the side that it sounds like you and I are on, which is just have it on that day. And his reasoning was he had to post something on the town website because there'd been a petition by parents. And he said, look, if you have it on a Saturday, there's a good chance that people are out drinking. Mm-hmm. And so anything that you...
I mean, people are likely drinking on a Thursday as well.
Right. Any safety that you gain by not having a little bit of rain or a little bit of wind is out the window when you consider how many more people are probably out drinking on a...
And or driving.
Saturday. Yeah.
But it's illegal to do those things. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And even if they aren't doing it in the neighborhood where you're at,
they're probably eating good if they're at Chili's.
The fact that the police are more constrained on a Saturday night than on a Thursday night, right? They don't have as many emergencies possibly. Anyway, he had a whole long letter, but then I mentioned it to someone and that rationale, and they're like, that's bullshit. Like, just have, you know. Anyway, and they didn't have a really good rationale for why they thought it was bullshit. They're like, just do it on a Saturday.
It's going to be on a Saturday next year.
It will be on a Saturday next year. So we'll all
get there. You go. You got your wish.
But we went out and, we had like maybe a mist here and there. During the hour or so that we were out trick-or-treating.
Hopefully it wasn't like the mist from that Stephen King movie.
No. There's a new Stephen King movie out. There's a Dr. Sleep.
Yeah, and they got the second season of the fucking Castle Rock or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Castle Rock. That's where you find bodies.
We watched the first season of that, and I don't think I retained a second of it. Like,
I watched like the first two episodes, or like first episode and a half, and I was like,
I don't know what the fuck this is all about.
Yeah, but I hear
I'm sure fucking Damon Lindelof had something to fucking do with.
He's working on, and this is we might be entering the. Either we're entering the redemption phase of Damon Lindelof's career, or we're about to be set up for something that makes people hate him even more. Because from what I've heard, he's the showrunner on Watchmen.
Yeah,
on HBO.
We watched the first two, and we've been okay with it so far. But it has very little to do with the actual Watchmen.
Yeah, well, that's what
spoilers.
I've heard. That's what I've heard. Is you know, it takes off from the graphic novel, right? I mean,
I have never read the graphic novel, so I can't. So I guess confirm or deny.
My understanding is it takes more cues from the graphic novel than from the movie that was out, especially because the movie changed the ending. The series is sticking with, at least in its lore, apparently, people have told me, sticking with the ending from the graphic novel. So I haven't seen it, but I did just recently, turn my HBO back on because his Dark Materials is coming on, and my... Kaylee read the book, the first book, and wants to see the series. So now I'm interested to see Watchmen. And so you liked it. You liked the first.
It's been okay. I mean, don't watch it with your kids, but you know.
Oh, no. I got to say, that's the one thing. So his Dark Materials is based on a YA, a young adult book. Kaylee's read it, but it's on HBO. And so I'm sitting here and going, I know HBO is pretty good about putting the... the stuff up at the front of the episode, like, you know, of an episode saying it has language or it has this or that or the other thing.
Like multiple dongs.
I'm just like, I want to just be able to sit and watch it with her, and because I don't even know if I'm going to like it. I don't want to have to do the parent thing of watch it once, find out if it's okay for her to watch, and then watch it again. I could conceivably do that for the first couple of episodes because there's something on Sunday nights and with an E that she watches. So like this week, I could watch the first episode of His Dark Materials and find out if it's okay. But I'm just like...
So she's in eighth grade, right?
She's in eighth grade, yep.
Okay, so like when did you start watching things that were perhaps a little bit risque?
Well, I was thinking the same. I was like, because my parents had The Black Box.
Right.
Right.
Ow.
And what I was finding myself wondering about is, did they ever talk to us about like you know, because my
I don't think so.
No. Because my brother and I were both, well, me, especially in the first couple of years of high school, more so than John, you know, we were both coming home before they got home. Right.
And so your mom was always taping the soaps, so changing the channel was out of the question.
Well, but she was only taping the soaps until 2. Okay. Right. So like if I got out of high school at 1:50, I got on a bus, by the time I got home, the soaps were well,
yeah. No, I think they were
you're right. You know, maybe back then she did 2 soaps. There was the one that was 1 to 2, and then there was the one that was 2 to 3. So you're right. It did go until 3. But still there was time. And did they just say to us, don't watch anything, or did they not even, don't watch anything you shouldn't, or did they not even bother with that?
I don't think they bothered. Like, I remember, like, there being, like, the adult channel,
mm-hmm.
and, like, back in the day, like, the Clica.
Yeah.
You would go back and forth in between the two stations, and, like, if you, like, it would go to, like, just a solid nothing.
Yeah.
But like if you flicked in between the two channels, you would get like squiggly.
And then
squiggly
there was
porno
a,
for a sec.
And
sometimes you'd see a tit. You'd be like, oh, we got a tit.
But there was, you know, on some of the channels you had like an HBO or a Cinemax or whatever. You could get it to come in clearer with this other button on the Clica.
On your secret.
Yeah.
Illegal box.
Yes.
Box.
And so I'm sure to answer your question, I'm sure by the time I was in high school, I had watched like,
I'm not
like
saying
The Firm or something that was
I'm not
R
saying
rated.
Like, I'm not saying, yeah, I'm not saying that she should be watching adult material, but like,
no, but
I'm, there's a chance that she might have already.
Yeah. I feel like I probably had seen, Total Recall. Maybe, you know, things like that.
I had seen movies like that, but I had seen them on like TV. And so they're like heavily edited versions. Like I'd seen.
Because we had The Black Box. I saw the unedited version and I saw it like every fucking day.
I'd
come home and just flick on whatever the pay-per-view channel was. And I could, and whatever was on, I just watch an hour of it.
The first time I saw The Running Man, like unedited, I'm like, holy shit, this is an entirely different movie. Because it's like there's so much fucking gory violence in that, like that is just completely cut out of the TV. Like, why even put this fucking movie on TV?
Yeah. And I mean, to be fair to HBO, they also own or distribute and run the Sesame Street now. So it's possible that His Dark Materials will be like YA. It'll be perfectly appropriate for 13 to 16 or whatever. But I don't know because I thought it was going to be like a, you know, weekday thing, but it seems like it's going to be on Sunday nights.
How do you feel about language? Like if like there's a couple of shits or something like that.
She's fine. Yeah. Yeah. If we're watching it together, I'm cool with that. She used on TikTok, the social network.
God.
And so she has some shit that comes up on there where I'm just like, Kaylee, like they'll drop an F-bomb. They'll drop it. I'm like, listen, I'm sure it's fine. Just right now, I'm not ready for you to be watching things that where they're like, go in the other room. Like, you don't, it's not that I don't want you to watch, because I'm sure it's just language on these things.
Yeah, I don't think it can be. Like, at least I've never seen a well, all the TikTok compilations I've seen have been on YouTube, and it's usually just cringy shit that, like, to see how long we can watch it without being, holy fucking hell, why are we watching this? Which is usually 5 seconds in.
Yeah. No, but she'll sit there and watch it for ages. So part of it's I don't want to hear TikTok anymore. And part of it is just like, I don't necessarily mind if she hears some bad language. She certainly hears it from me every once in a while. She hears it from my dad. I just don't, I'm not ready to like acknowledge the fact that she's watching entertainment with it in it. So we'll see.
I remember watching, I was probably 16, maybe 17 when like the Howard Stern movie came out. And I think we rented it.
And I went and saw that at the Route 3 Cinema. It was like one of the last movies I saw there.
I think I saw that in Tingsboro. Mm-hmm. Or maybe like it might have been at the Lowell Cinema.
Because the Lowell Cinema was open. Yeah. For whatever reason, I went to Route 3. Maybe the ticket was cheaper.
So. Well, yeah, it probably was. And we were all dumb for abandoning that place.
Yes.
Because it was not a giant corporation. It was just a family that owned a theater, and we should have been fucking still going. But it didn't have stadium seats and overpriced fucking concessions.
Yeah.
Or more overpriced concessions. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sad that that place is gone.
And now it's a Stop and Shop.
I don't know. Can you say it's a Stop and Shop? Because it's not even the same building. I think the building Whereas like the Chelmsford Mall... I think it must have been for some sort of zoning thing or whatever. I remember when they tore that place down, there was still the back wall was still up. I think the back wall is, or at least parts of it, are still the original building. And it had to do with, like, I don't know. It was really weird.
I wasn't around when they actually tore that place down. I think I was in college, when it happened, like, I didn't get to see it. And so then the next time I was back, I was like, oh, it's a different fucking thing now.
Yeah, and it might have just been that I caught it on the day when they knocked everything down except the back wall, but it was weird.
They're doing that with the we're getting local for the folks at the very end of the show here. Mm. Like in Woburn, the Woburn Mall. Mm-hmm. That's been torn down.
Yeah.
I was there recently. Like, it's actually pretty close to where you were.
To the Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. So you probably drove right by it.
Might have, yeah.
And so that's completely different now. Like, the only thing that's there, I think, is the Home Goods on one end, or TJ Maxx, whatever the fuck it is. Mm-hmm. And then on the other end, it's Market Basket. Those are the only two that managed to stay. And Market Basket wasn't attached to the mall. So I think that was an easy, like, don't have to tear this down.
Right. Well, I think we've torn down enough for this week, Steve. I should say let's build
shit back up next week.
We'll build it. Yeah, build it right the fuck back up. We like to build stuff up. We're not a destructive podcast. We're not a negative podcast.
I'm destructive.
We haven't mentioned the normally. You know, we could just cut off.
We pepper in the email,
but we forgot to this week. So I should say, if you have anything you want to say to us. By email, you can send that to hot@horriblyofftopic.com
or
hot@clarkwoods.com,
which is the original email, if that's the one you love.
You know, you can love what you love, who you love.
Hey, we haven't gotten an email since the new email address. You sure it's working?
I'm gonna double check. I'll double triple check. So if you're feeling like, hey, they haven't read my email yet, then send it to the Clarkwoods one, because we know for sure that works. I will triple check that.
All right, cool.
The new one is working. I might have to build that up, like a buttercup.
Yeah, shut up, buttercup.